Yeah, so we're doing the Sefer Amidot. We're up to the bottom paragraph on page Kuf Samach Gimel. So the Magen Midovna had said that even if a person stubs his toe, that was something which was planned from above, and so a person has to take note of what happens to him down below. V'itbonen ki kadmoneinu chazal asher aleihem hotbeu adnei Torah v'chokhma hayu gozrin al kol davar sheyatza mimenu sakana, that our sages would warn us that from anything that could cause a danger. Kom Ramzal, as our sages taught, ena ochim rashein liten mima shelifnem livnol bito shel bal habayit. Guests should not give from the food that they were given to the children of the host. Elaim kenat lo rashut mi bal habayit, unless they have permission from the host. Umaseh bechad shezimen shlosha ochim bishnei batzoret. And once there was a man who invited three guests. It was years of drought, so food was hard to come by. And all he had to offer his guests were three eggs. When the son of the host came in, so one of the guests took his egg and gave it to the kid. And that's what the other guests did too. They figured the kid's hungry, they gave it to him. They figured the host is going to come in and I'll bring other eggs. But food was short. The father walks in and he sees the kid and his mouth is flowing over with the eggs. He sees his mouth is stuffed with one egg and he's holding the two other eggs in his hands. Chavatoba karka, he smacked him into the ground and met, and the kid died. Kevan shirata imo, when his mother saw that, al tala gag v'nafla umeta, she went out to the rooftop and committed suicide. Afu al tala gag v'nafal v'met, and when he saw that, he went and committed suicide too. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, al davar ze nehergu shalosh nefashot miYisrael. Over this basic etiquette, three people died. Atkan. So we have to remember that Chazal were dealing with people who were illiterate, people who weren't educated, a person who could hit his son and kill him, people who were the common folk, and they'd beat their wives. There was a problem. People were not educated. They weren't behaving the way they should. V'lo amru ki lo mechochma asu avi v'imo v'lo dibra Torah b'shotim, aval hisigu zot bechochmatam v'ruach mevinatam, ki achrei asher zot hayta siba la'amit kama nefashot. Our sages didn't come across and say, what fools those parents are, even though they were fools. Chazal didn't say, we don't have to worry about fools. The Torah doesn't spend its time dealing with fools. But what our sages did say is that if this lack in etiquette, if this situation where guests could take the food, give it to the son of the host, embarrass him. The poor host walks into the room and he has nothing left to offer the guests. And he gets so upset at his kid, what'd you go and take their food for? And then the kid, he hits the kid and the kid dies. So our sages said, if this could have been cause for the death, then this was pre-planned from creation. That goes back to the idea that he said earlier. That it's true that if a guy fell off the roof, then gravity pulled him down and killed him. But it's also true that God is so wise that when God created gravity, God already took into account every person that would fall off a roof and die. And that was part of the original planning. So if this was also part of the original planning, that a person can die from guests giving food to the son of the host, so then kimigalgilin zchut al yedei tov v'zakai v'chov al yedei chayav umgune. Our rule is that whenever God wants to bring good things to the world, He brings it through good people, through good emissaries. And whenever bad things have to come to the world, they come through bad emissaries. That's why our sages say, you should always try to be a messenger for good news. You should always try to be one who brings good to the world. Because even if it's not you who did it, but you're the emissary through which it came, Chazal said, good things come through good people. If you're a messenger for good, then that must mean you are good. So here, this idea of guests giving away the food was the emissary through which the death of a family came. So our sages said, wait, let's think about it for a minute. This, by the way, is an important rule. I teach this to the guys at the Machon when they come to my house very often. The Gemara says it because you might embarrass the host. Could be the host doesn't have another challah to give you. The host knows that he's giving his kids to eat enough, and if he put out this food before you, maybe he doesn't have anything else to put before you. So don't go giving it to the kids without asking him permission. But I say today there are other calculations. I guess sometimes offer my kids soda. I don't give my kids soda. My kids get hyper from soda. So you can't give them soda. So I tell them, don't give the kids soda. So some guests ignore me. That's wrong. It's wrong on all fronts, but it's also wrong because the Talmud clearly says a guest, it's not his job to offer the children anything without asking the host's permission. Just as you see, you have one pot that you use for cooking. You have another pot that you use as a potty. They're two pots, right? You don't use one for the other or the other for the one, right? You don't switch them around whenever it's necessary. The potty remains the potty, the pot remains the pot. And by the same token, when God wants to bring good things to the world, He uses a good pot, He uses a good vessel, He uses a good person, or a good situation. And when bad things come to the world, Hashem takes advantage of a bad person or a bad situation. And that's what our sages saw over here. That if something bad happened here, then we have to stop and take note, why did it happen through this? And they didn't just say, well, the man's a fool, what's he beating his son for? The man is wrong for beating his son. But still, our sages took pause and said, but why did it have to happen through this? The guests at the end of the day walked away from that meal and said, we killed the whole family. So they could have walked away from the meal and said, we didn't do anything. The man's crazy. His wife's crazy. Poor kid. But they didn't. Our sages took the story and said, we have to learn something from it. Now, if it were just the question of a man being abusive to his son, so our sages would have said, let's go give lectures about child abuse. Let's go teach people not to be abusive. They did that too. But the sages said, if this is how it happened, then obviously there's also a message in it for us. And that's the point that the Magen Midovna is stressing. That when things happen in the world, we have to be prepared to see the message inside it. Not just to attribute it to an abusive father, but to ask ourselves, okay, what triggered all this? And realize that there's a message in that too. Yeah?
But you said it was planned since creation, so the guests would say, oh, not our problem, it's planned since creation.
No. No, so then that's what we just said. Even though it's planned through creation, Hashem brings it about. Good things come about in the world through good people, and bad things come through bad people. So even though technically it was planned from creation, on the other hand, why did it have to come about through them?
Right.
Okay.